This is CliffCentral.com.
Ah, I don't feel alone anymore. It was one of those things of like, it's so early in the morning and I'm all by myself and I've contemplated what I'd do if they'd like an intruder walks in. Trust me, like I've run through everything in my head right now, but I'm not alone. We finally have the panel in front of me. We're doing 2015, a year in review. And I have awesome, awesome people just joining me. I think like there's no better way to introduce you guys. So how about you introduce yourselves? You see, okay. Good morning, Darren. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sam. I'm good, and you?
I'm good. So like, what brings you here today? What are you ready for? Are you going to spill the tea?
Yeah, well, I love coming to Cliff Central because, like, there's
free your favorite
coffee.
People.
Yeah, my favorite people. Never. Yeah, but I'm just keen to chat about what happened this year.
Yes. Yeah. You know? So much, I don't even know where to begin. It's like information and news overload. And then this, like, Wonder Woman is no stranger to just coming in and telling it like it is. Hey, Zama.
Hey, Sia. How are you?
I'm all the more better now that all of you are here. Like, I'm going to chat and speak to you guys.
Stop it. You're making us blush.
Because it's so incredible.
God.
I just want... Okay, here's a deal, you guys. Let's just have a clause. We can, like, spill the tea on other people, but not on ourselves. Because we must love each other.
I've had a bad year.
Fantastic. Okay,
like
so...
You do.
This is in Parliament. This is not Parliament.
And then Mrs. Achama, aka yes, Mr. Road, Mr.
Yes.
Oscar in 5 years. Okay. Well, not Oscar Pistorius, because that's another 2015 topic. And then Academy Award Oscar.
I like that one.
This is your first time at Cliff Central?
Yes, it is.
And let me
just
tell you, you've seen nothing yet. This is like calm. Usually,
that's exciting.
The last time I think Darren was here, there was the magician Troy.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
The Magician Troy. Like, that's his title.
What's his name? He's Troy.
Troy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's from...
He's a British guy.
He's a British guy, and he does, like, magic all the time with... Never mind.
It's like the magician... It's the magician Troy, like a pimp needs slip back. You gotta see the full thing.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't count.
Okay, understood.
And then, Zaba, the last time you were here, I think I finished my show and the sex show was about to come in.
Yes, that was disturbing. So disturbing. No, so many naked people.
Wasn't there? Because, like, when a couple of weeks ago, the sex show did a live orgasm on air.
Wow.
What?
Like, so in this very studio, they had, like, a stretcher, what's it called? Like a masseuse bed vibe laid out.
So they had a happy ending happen.
Right? There was a volunteer who said she will have an orgasm live on air. So the whole sex show was about, you know, where do you touch and where do you go and what do you do?
Okay.
So instructing on how to have an orgasm on air. So some wonderful lady was happy to do so. So,
well, who wouldn't want to be... wonderful.
Not
on air. Not on air, I suppose. But I mean, as long as they can see you, it's a little bit safer, I suppose.
I was literally sitting outside. I was like, there's so much wrong with this right now.
Look, man, there's some past boyfriends who probably need to listen to that show. So.
They are past boyfriends.
First bit of shade thrown. Now we're really into the spin of things. Okay, so people, let's get everything started. So we just started the top of the hour with Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do, which is taken from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. Absolutely love it. I'm very, very biased. I'll have to say, I did not watch the movie.
Neither did I.
Nope. I know, which is very weird. Like, I was not interested in watching the movie. I was never interested in the books. I don't think... Like... Ugh,
I will lie and say that my friend dragged me there. My female friend dragged me to go watch it. But I'll be lying because I kind of didn't want to watch it.
Hold up. How close are you with this female friend of yours?
Hella close. She's like a sister to me.
Okay, so friend zone vibes.
I guess.
Not in a bad way.
But
there's nothing between.
It wasn't like we're going there trying to look at each other and be like.
Foreplay.
You know what Mr. Grey does, right?
Which is weird because two people from Cliff Central went to watch it together. I was like, you guys work together. Isn't it weird? And then you...
In the office, like, remember that part where Mr. Grey ripped
you? You remember when he
that
put that
good, huh? That was good, huh?
That's what I'd be, like, freaked out about. Where do we stand? Darren, did you actually watch the movie?
Yes, I watched the movie and I read a few of the first chapters of the book.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you have time.
Reason being is because... I don't like it when a huge hype is created about something, and then a movie comes out and everybody rushes to go and watch the movie. So obviously my curiosity kicked in and I was like, okay, go and watch the movie, but also like, what's your point of reference? So I was like, okay, read a bit of the book, and then I got a little bit bored. But yeah, I am not crazy about the book. I don't think it did anything for my love life.
Yeah.
But then again, remember that its main target market, well, I don't know if it was its intended target market, but no, most of the people that were reading it were like 40 to 50 year old ladies.
Hence mommy porn.
Yes.
Is all it was, really. And those are the people who are too scared to go to the cinemas.
Yeah, it's like the modern
day. They spent their time at home with that book when it was bedtime.
Yeah, when husband goes to sleep.
And then whips and chains. That means, like, what is your love life like? Is that
guys,
what
South Africa isn't as conservative as we think it is.
It really isn't.
Clearly
he's
the world
right.
isn't, because I really heard isn't. Stories on the radio about things people did and landing up in hospital. And
from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah,
read at own risk.
Need like, a warning at the beginning like, now.
My issue isn't what you do after you're inspired by 50 Shades. My issue is like, if you are in a situation of danger and you now need to go to like the ER, like, hey doc, like, so I was reading 50 Shades and then there was a cucumber in the fridge. Yes.
And now I can't get it out.
And so you now have to, I would not be able to do that. I think it's the shame of that more than everything else. It's just like I say, like, I've never been in a fight. First of all, I would not be able to know how to throw a punch or whatever. But I wouldn't mind, like, the pain of a punch. It's what you do or how you recover after the punch. Because everyone is waiting, like, oh, will he stay on the ground? Is he going to get up?
Yes.
It's a sort of shame attached to it. So even going to cinema to watch 50 Shades, I don't think it's my cup of tea.
Well, it's kind of like if you guys watch Sex Sent Me to ER. It's like the show.
That's
TLC.
An actual show?
Yeah. Yes.
Sex Sent Me to
I heard of one case of that. I didn't know that. Well, okay.
There's an entire it's show. That means thing. There's lots of people.
There's a lot of these cases. This is a usual thing.
Humans, stop it.
This is a real thing.
Wow.
TLC is like the king of all these weird reality shows. So like couples will actually go and they'll speak openly about like what they were doing and like it's just weird, like we were using candles and then the candle dropped and then everything was on fire. Or we were out of lube and so we had to use like oil.
No.
And then
olive oil.
I think it kind of just gives, for me, I feel like it's liberated everybody to be like, okay, it's an excuse. So it's like whatever you play around with in the bedroom, it's like, fine. Like I landed up in ER, but you know, it's.
Went down still.
Yeah.
It still went down.
Blame it on 50 Shades.
Yo.
Blame it on 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
On that 50 Shades note, so Jamie Dornan, the main actor, he's now supposedly being was offered like tons of cash to go full frontal nude in the second movie. Is that fair? Do you think that's not fair? Is there even a need versus like the chickadee was all up like, yo,
yeah,
my goodies. So there is a bit of like a
like that's a deeper discussion in terms of men and women and representation in media. But I think, you know, you got to know what you're selling. So, yeah, obviously he has to go full frontal. Like, what else is going to happen?
The thing is, once that happens, it's no longer softcore.
Was it softcore to begin with?
Yes, it was. That's
excuse me,
that's
terminology. And the whatnot.
He left a lot in the cinema.
I was there. That whole movie is softcore porn. And the moment he goes full frontal, it's changing into a whole different game.
Well, why wasn't it softcore when she was, you know, naked?
Yeah, there was boob.
Oh, yes, there was boob.
It is softcore there, but after that, it's no longer softcore. It starts going to other things.
And that might be the argument because there's, you know, the whole thing of, you know, why is it okay, for example, for women to go topless and
thank
for
you.
Men to not necessarily... Okay, I'm not wanting to engage. Like,
yeah, no, don't. We don't have enough time to go in.
Don't want to start a fight. Yeah,
you know,
there's coffee, there's no fighting here. Don't worry, it's a safe space.
But I think as an actor, it's his call. And I mean,
I
think it's something they face. So if he does it, big ups to him. And I think it'll open a whole door. It wouldn't be the first time that a male goes for frontal, but seeing that it's become a sort of mainstream sort of
Michael
film,
Fassbender.
Now porn can go to cinema.
Yeah, are we going to start seeing everybody's dangly bits, you know?
But,
on
but don't you think it has something to do with the context? For example, if like, what is the second movie that Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio starred in? Something Road. Anyway.
Reservation Road.
Yeah, and she was just in the bath. That makes sense. If you're in a bathtub, you are, of course, naked. You don't take a bath or shower in a bikini. You know, for me, the context there is appropriate. Yeah. But in a movie which then involves sex scenes,
yeah,
and you aren't naked. Yeah. That for me, you can't lie to us and then say you aren't going to show certain bits.
I mean, they have done something like this before. There was a movie where Antonio Banderas and Angelina Jolie had the most sex scene ever.
Yeah, yes.
Was that the one with the stairs also? The one on the stairs?
Yeah, I think so. I just saw bed sheets on the floor.
It got hot in here all of a sudden.
Very quickly. I think anything with Angelina Jolie mentioned in
the two of them together, it was a dangerous sex scene.
Didn't the movie title have dangerous in it? I swear it did.
It probably does. Yeah.
Angelina, bless you wherever you are in the world. Okay, so let's wrap up 50 Shades. By the way, for both of you, Sajab and Darren, who went to watch it in a cinema, what sort of people were there? Like, was the cinema full?
I can't say, because I think most of the people that I walked in and saw were kind of covering their face, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And then it got dark and then they released themselves.
Released themselves in many ways. Anyway. I couldn't not do it. It was right there waiting for me. Darren, who was there? Like,
yeah, I also can't say because I didn't watch it at cinema.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Safe
clever.
That's how it goes.
Okay, full disclosure, I've actually read all the books.
Really?
Zama.
Look, can I explain myself? It's because what happened was this entire...
called Mummy Paul.
It was Mummy Paul. That's how I know it's Mummy Paul.
You're like, it's all these middle-aged women. Here you are.
Look, no, okay, let me explain myself. It's because the entire series was actually fan fiction, right? And I'm a bit of a fan fiction. So I read the fan fiction. Okay, I'm not ashamed to say.
Don't apologize.
I'm not ashamed to say. Thank you.
I've changed so much right now.
Like, I read it all, and then suddenly it was books. I don't understand why it was books, but it was books. Uh-huh. Like, it's not that well written. Sorry, Ian.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, it really
isn't. I agree on that.
Do we know anything about the author, by the way? Is it a he or is it a she?
It's a she.
Is it
a she, I think. Yeah.
And she's very rich now.
Of course.
Hells yes.
So better get writing on that mummy porn.
Mm. You see, for me, she reminds me then of the author of Twilight.
Yeah.
Who says, she was asleep one night and then she had this dream of like two people falling in love and they're not supposed to.
She was probably high.
She is lying.
Straight up. Vampires that can sparkle.
Whatever it was. After hearing her story, I remember watching an Oprah interview of her. Every single dream I had, I used to wake up and I used to write it down.
I can get rich off of this.
I'm not even joking. I kept like a notepad of books because I was like, this is my inspiration. This is like meant to be. I will also write a book. And then like 5 years later, I still have nothing. So
I shame.
That dream where you could fly went nowhere.
Yeah.
I just fell and it was over.
No JK Rowling for you.
Keep on keeping.
I also started using the theme of like two people falling in love not supposed to. So it was like Godzilla vibe. Godzilla and a human. I was like,
wow. No. That was King Kong.
It's so. Yeah.
Oh, but the thing
Never mind.
Do you know that 50 Shades of Grey was actually Twilight fan fiction?
Oh?
Yeah, it was.
What do you mean by
so
that?
So they're going to make vampires do that.
So, what's his name? Christian was Edward. Anna was Bella. Yeah. Like, if you look all the characters, like...
I guess you can kind of see it when you see how they styled them.
Yeah, like literally the parents. Like
yes.
Yeah, like if you look at all the characters, it's like...
Wena, we see you little rights
of... Yeah, it's not a love storyline. I think we haven't heard of before. Yeah.
But they never really like, are, though.
So then what made it this runaway success? What was it?
Sex.
Mommy, thank you.
Sex. The fact of the matter is, no one was putting sex out like that.
Yeah.
In that
the
way.
Moment, yeah.
Especially BDSM.
This, yeah. There were so many books around sex, but they didn't sell this as a book about sex. Mm-hmm. It was a love story that happened to have sex scenes in it, but very raw and BDSM involved.
Ah, you guys.
And then everyone was like, no, but it's a love story, so I can buy it. And then they bought it and they read and they were like, but I'm going to read the sequel too.
Yes.
And maybe
do you think the... By the way, the mere reason that we even played that song was just because of the soundtrack. I think the soundtrack was...
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It got people Grammy nominations. It
Dude.
I mean, look at your boy, Weeknd got nominated for Earned It.
Worth it, right? Yeah. I always said, like, if somehow I lose my morals, no tea, no shade, I'm not judging anyone. Uh-huh. And just, like, life was too much for me. And then I became a stripper. That's the song I would do my stripper routine to. Cambridge?
You could drop on that.
Let me see if I can find it somewhere.
I have
somewhere,
an entire playlist for that, so.
Earned It.
Isn't it the one? Like, you could, like... You can see yourself.
Yeah. I would Magic Mike my life away to that. I would do that. I
can totally just and see myself at like the purple pleasure palace.
Ooh, purple pleasure palace.
Is that a real place? Or you just dropping?
No, I'm just like okay. If I were to.
Okay,
all right.
I'm writing that down. Future reference.
If somewhere, somehow, I start to strip joints,
yeah.
That's the
Purple
song.
Pleasure Palace.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'd call it. And PPP. That's what I definitely Triple work P. towards. Do you think the second movie will be as big or as buzzworthy as this was?
People who've watched it?
People who've
okay,
read it?
The thing is, the movie is just as good as the books are, which isn't very good. The movie isn't great. The acting isn't amazing. I mean, the main guy, he was a model before 50 Shades of Grey. He's not an actual actor.
Yeah.
He just looked the part and they were like, come through. And then he did the job well enough and now they got a sequel. But it's not a good movie and people know that. So all the people that were going there to see a movie that has hype aren't going to go back to watch it again. You're just going to have all the people that want to watch it because they love 50 Shades of Grey.
What I find interesting is that I think maybe for some of the female readers or fans, Christian Grey is maybe the attraction. But for me, I really loved... What is the female character's main name now again?
Anne or something.
Anastasia. Yeah.
Really
enjoyed
it. Yeah.
I just brought like the accent of like...
The twang came out in full force.
You brought out your shit.
I think I really enjoyed her character though because she's this whimsical sort of falling over your feet who's just going with the flow and then suddenly she... You know, it's kind of like also relates to maybe the... sort of people that want to aspire to being like with, you know, somebody that's rich and famous and powerful, somebody that wants
so it's just like living
wants
through the character.
Yeah.
But also that character is just, it's a very successful character template because that's what all of our romantic comedy females look
and
like. That's what J-Lo looked like so many times.
I know.
It's just what, it's just what
so
it is.
That's why we're so convinced she can act.
Yeah.
Guys.
Because she all she did was
and we
into
stay thinking
template.
That she should sing. Anyway. Anyway,
shade.
On that note as well.
It is done.
It is done. It's proper out there. But, you know, I look at sequel, you know, movie trilogies or whatever. You know, there's Twilight, there's
Sagas.
Hunger Games. They'll all continue. If there's a cult following behind it, I really do think the movie will be fine. So they have nothing to worry
there's no
about
need.
Whatsoever.
There's no need to revolutionize the genre.
Yeah.
It's done.
Ugh.
Especially
simple
if he's going to go full frontal, that's going to revolutionize it.
Oh, yes. Straight up.
On the campaigning, yeah.
It's going to be fine.
All right, gentlemen and lady, we spoke about Angelina Jolie. We mentioned Angelina Jolie in passing. But she also actually was kind of big in 2015 with her surgeries, like the double mastectomy a while ago.
Yeah.
Then she also did something with her ovaries. Like she yes.
Really?
Because her mother had both breast and ovarian cancer and so somehow the two are linked and if you have one it's higher there's a higher percentage that you'll have the other so she had both surgeries done and she went
full on
out writing articles about them where do we stand on that? No, I think with any sort of celebrity who does whatever, whether they adopt a black child from Africa or whether they stand up for HIV and AIDS, some people may not trust their intentions, be like, they just want attention. Mm. But at the end of the day, someone out there, you know, some middle-aged woman in Benoni will pick up a U magazine with Angelina on the cover and say like, what's this whole double mastectomy thing? And they might read it, they might not have never known otherwise. Mm. And with awareness, you may just to have changed one life, despite your intentions.
Yeah.
I think then kudos on you.
Yeah.
So some people said like Angelina's doing it for attention.
It really doesn't matter anymore. It really doesn't matter. At the moment you start having a positive effect on more than one person, or at least one person, really, then what you're doing is fine. It doesn't matter what your intention is. The fact of the matter is the result is going to be the same whether you're doing it because you wanted people to feel better about themselves or to know this, to have this information.
Yes.
Or if you're just doing it because I haven't done a movie in a while and I'm kind of fading out of the spotlight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I think I commend her because her mom actually passed away because of a thing. Oh. I'm not sure it was the ovarian or the breast cancer. Yeah. So I think that, again, what Shaba said about like awareness is very important to her. And like it also kind of just showed how ignorant people are because when she came out that she had the double mastectomy, people were like, oh, but like she's not going to be Angelina Jolie without breasts.
I'm like, what does that really mean?
Thank you. So it's kind of that thing of like, she's not less of a woman.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have breasts. And even then, like, guys, that's really fucking stupid.
Yeah, I think also, like, as a public figure, you're not obligated to make your personal struggles public.
Mm. Yeah.
But I think
yeah.
the fact that she has, you know, sort of put that out there. And also, I think that, you know, the way that a person goes about doing something, I don't think she went about it in a way that was attention seeking.
Yeah.
I think she, I mean, she is like, you know, let's world peace and, you know, she really, she lives by that, those sort of values.
She always has consistently.
Yeah, she has. So, I mean, yeah, I agree. Big ups to her for actually helping to create awareness and also saying to people, you know what, this is a very scary reality, you know, before letting it get to a point of, where it's irreversible or where, you know, you can die from it, get yourself checked out, you know, like for women, you know, go to your gynae or your GP, whatever, check for lumps, all those sort of things. For her, unfortunately, she had to take those measures of totally removing like her breast tissue, whatever, so that it doesn't get worse, you know. So it's a very brave thing to do. And I mean, we know of that sort of procedure. We don't know what she went through personally as well as a female to, you know, your,
well, how that really affects you as a person. Yeah.
And I think it's about the way she went at it in admitting and announcing it. If she was on the cover of People magazine, if she wanted a 8-part reality show, then it'd be like, we see you, girl.
Yeah. But that's where you start seeing Caitlin. The people that are really just going out for the
Caitlin.
Yes.
Caitlin.
Anyway, the people going out for the attention, they have a reality show. Exactly. Or they had one.
You know,
that's straight up, it's
the
obvious.
The fact that you even write an article and it's in the New York Times, I think that's nice, cool, done. She didn't really do a lot of interviews surrounding that. Until most recently, she did an interview with Brad for the Today Show in America.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you got
I'm sure emotional though.
I don't know why I was so hung up with this whole idea, but I was like, we've never seen them together. And
they've never sat down
and just been together.
Yeah. Never.
Like a public situation.
And the thing is, they were just talking like a normal couple. It was like, well, and then Angie, you know, like, I'm like, Brad, you're calling her Angie, not Angelina.
It's one of those Will and Jada relationships that you see and you're like, this is so good.
They were just like us. It was totally normal. Yeah. So that for me killed me. Love that.
And it's like, it was so weird because I was Team Jen. Now I'm like,
you're the
it's
only
so
one.
Cute, though. I was team not Jen, the though. Only one, okay?
Nobody nobody
Jen had a following
for like a month.
For me, it was just like, if you were not in Friends, then what were you going to do with your life? Like, I'm sorry, Jane Aniston, but
that's true.
With Angie and the pouting lips, you are just done for life.
Yeah.
And
not then, a lot of competition there.
And that's true, because the cheekbones alone slay Jane
Aniston. Thank you. And then, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'm not about home wrecking, but
after that, I feel like as a girlfriend sitting on sets and watching your boyfriend and your girl,
and you begin to wonder.
No, it's not even girlfriend, they were married.
Like Gwanje, actually,
like,
imagine sitting and watching them live this life and you're like, wow, they're actually a really good couple in this movie.
Hold it, guys. I think we're onto something here. Has Angie starred in a leading, like, romantic female role ever since?
She has, but I think Brad was on set and I'm trying to think of
the movie.
They probably just did a movie together.
Yeah.
But, like, I would think, as a wife to a Hollywood star, and my husband signs up into a movie with Angelina Jolie, I'd be like, yes, Sesame, don't you dare. You are not doing that movie.
No, I'd be like, I'll be there every day on set.
Oh, yeah.
That's the condition. Honey, probably there too.
That's a condition. Because after that, like, Angie has done Maleficent, and she's done
She's gone
Salt.
Back to being her strong
Salt, she was,
lead character.
Exactly. She was like this action role. Maleficent was like a child role vibe.
She was like a
what else?
A witch
she did Changeling, which she was like a single mother. Maybe. Yeah, Hollywood is like,
no, we're not trying to break this one.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the kind of role that you take on because, okay, not to discredit people that, you know, actors that do like romantic type things, but she's like a real serious, fierce.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. She directed her own movie. Yeah. It was all strong, et cetera, et cetera. I get that. All
she's
right.
She's Tomb Raider. She's Lara Croft.
Yo, she's Lara Croft. Oh, no, I love her.
To me, she'll always be Mrs. Smith.
No, really? She'll always be Lara Croft.
And
she's always Lara Croft for me. I mean, the games look like her.
I fell in love with her just in the therapy scene when the movie started. I was like, oh my gosh, you aren't saying anything, but you're still so sexy. Like, what is wrong with you?
I hate people that have to do zero work. And I'm like, okay, thanks.
We need to panel beat our faces when we wake up.
I know, right?
And she literally,
we did not wake up like this.
She literally wakes up like this. Damn you, Angie. So on the note of Brangelina, they did a family spread in Vogue.
Oh.
And it's totally Brangelina vibe. It was this unconventional
really
thing. So
it
to explain
so
it, exactly. But it was like the coolness. So they were by the beach. It was all six of the kids. They were dressed up in costumes. They were like posing with bikes. I was like,
they're the coolest family on earth.
I remember tweeting that picture, and I was like, family portrait goals.
Literally.
I've never had family portrait goals, but if you look like that, so cool. So
I think this is probably the only family where, like, the big famous family where no one has any expectations of the kids.
Thank you.
They just, like, they're so...
But
I don't know, they've kind of kept them out of the spotlight in a very smart way, not like they're trying to hide them and not like nobody cares.
True.
They're just not there.
I think it's nobody has expectations of them, so you might as well know.
10 maybe. Points to anyone who can name like at least 4 of them.
Ah, I can't.
Shiloh.
Yes.
Okay.
Zahara?
Yes.
Zahara?
Yeah.
Okay.
You win.
No, leave it.
Yeah. I can tell you Brad and Angelina and I'm done.
Yeah,
because
like the Shiloh, Zahara, Maddox.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a thousand more. Stuff,
these kids have cool names.
They really do.
You see, my
cool
thing
kids.
Is like after the Mr. and Mrs. Smith phase that I went through, I was obsessed with Angelina and Brad. So I memorized all of them when they were like married, even though like I still hold it against them. Brad and Angelina said they'll never get married until gay people are allowed to get married in America. Mm. And then like Koratu, they got married before gay marriage was allowed
just
in America.
Before.
You know,
just before.
They lost their credibility like
2 seconds
before. But okay, fine, we'll forgive you,
Who's
Brad.
On your wallpaper? Do you have Brand and Angelina?
No.
Please don't judge.
Who is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Now,
it's
you brought it down.
Yourself.
It's not.
You
I really
yourself.
Did. It
could
I'm
have
like,
an option.
Who knows? I don't know. It
So now you have to decide who is your wallpaper there?
No, it's
me.
A picture I took in Paris.
Ooh.
You're lying. It's a wallpaper.
That's
just,
what?
It was
that
just taking
legit.
Yeah, Google it this morning. No, I'm joking. I really took it. Okay, I took it.
All right, so let's just look over Hollywood as a whole because so much happened as well. So we'll do like a good little segment on Hollywood and all of that mess, etc., etc. Starting off the year, the Grammys and the Oscars in Hollywood. I usually wake up early. I'm one of those crazy people who wakes up early just to watch them. This year, I didn't feel a pull to do that. I don't even remember what happened at the Oscars or the Grammys
Hashtag
this year.
Oscar so white.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I slept in that day.
Yeah. Why? Were you feeling?
No, I didn't feel personally because remember last year, I woke up and was bawling at 3 o'clock in the morning listening to Lupita say your dreams are valid.
Your
issue.
Yeah. Yo. Yes.
Just
yes.
Let's take a moment. No, this year, I'm like, man.
I think for the Oscars, I watched like bits of it just for Ellen DeGeneres hosting.
Oh, did she host
it?
Are you guys?
Oh, the Oscars picture.
With
the selfie.
Yeah.
Oh,
What's that?
You saw that selfie in September.
Just,
I didn't really pay much
just
attention.
Just for
the
sake of sanity, can we just split 2015 into two parts?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting much.
Yeah.
Please.
And it's now like too much.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Jeez, so Ellen hosting that was good. And then Jared Leto won an Oscar for his role in it's County. No, there was gambling. And then
Dallas Buyers Club.
Thank you very much.
I don't watch any.
I was like, there
movies.
Was gambling. It has totally slipped my mind. Matthew McConaughey won an Oscar as well.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Jeez. And that's where all the beef just got even harder
yes.
for Leo.
Kate Blanchett won for something Woody Allen-ish.
Cate Blanchett.
Something Woody Allen-ish.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll just stop paying attention.
It just didn't do it for me as much.
I'm hearing these names, and all I'm hearing is no Leo. And it, I'm hearing all
this
the anger.
No, still to
the
station.
I'm hearing all the anger.
Shame.
This movie, The Revenant, he downright almost killed himself, so they better give him something next
year.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put like something in the Academy's face, but I feel like if you get an accent, if you lose weight, if you gain weight, if you shave off your hair,
and if you actually
you
perform
are
well,
guaranteed
at the end of it?
To win. An
no, like because okay, honestly, Matthew McConaughey decided all of a sudden that he's going to start acting, which really made me angry because he was the guy who did Sahara.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, like now suddenly you have Oscars.
How?
He's a decent actor. I don't know if he's. Oscar worthy. Of an Oscar, yeah.
It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
If I can still, like, watch a movie and I'm like, oh, that's Jane or, oh, that's Matthew first, before I see, like, a bit of a role, then...
That's why Jared deserved it, but Matthew...
Jared Leto puts in work, though. He deserves it every time. Jared Leto puts in work for his acting and his music, genuinely. So he's...
What I admire about him is he's that... As much as, you know, he is a singer as well, I don't know what he did first, whether he sang first.
He started with music.
With 30 Seconds to Mars. He starred in projects that weren't big blockbusters or he wasn't demanding, huge things or big roles. But that's when I'm like, okay, you're really out there for your craft.
But the thing is, but there were such good movies. Like, there were Sleeper Hits, like,
guys, I lie.
What?
Oscars this year was Neil Patrick Harris.
Then I really didn't know.
So what did Ellen do this year then? Was it Golden Globes or something?
No, she did the Oscars last year. Yeah. Then Neil Patrick Harris. Oh my gosh, that is so poor.
It's all a blur. Like all these events, like just they feel like blur. One well, long. No.
Yeah, because all I'm seeing when you say Neil Patrick Harris. Hosting a show, I'm thinking the Tonys, because that's the one where he nailed it.
That was great, Tonys. But I can't.
Note to everybody: if you are having a bad day and you don't even know what the Tonys are, just watch Neil Patrick Harris's Tony opening sequence.
Oh my god, all of them are amazing.
Thank you.
Every single one.
Yeah. Okay, so let's refresh here and try to remember. Neil Patrick Harris this year, 87th Academy Awards. He did that one act where he walked out on stage in undies. And like white tidy whiteys.
And we saw that his body was dark.
Oh, he's still in it. He's got that Barney Stinson going.
Best Picture, Birdman. Best Actress, Julianne Moore for Still Alice.
Oh, Birdman was a trippy.
Best I watched
Actor,
Birdman.
Eddie Redmayne. Don't know who you are.
Don't you know Eddie Redmayne? Mm-mm.
For the theory of everything.
Yeah, he played Stephen Hawking.
Thank you, Dr. Google. We just read all of this. Patricia Arquette won Best Supporting Actress. Oh, and I remember she did some sort of speech.
And she told like all people of diversity to help white women bridge the wage gap. So we're like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patty, you're gonna have to step
back.
Back,
like, hold up.
Oh, like, I'm back in the back, like, no, I'm gonna take off my earrings now.
Yeah, let's just talk about that.
Give me the Vaseline.
Since it is on now, we just gotta get ready. Is it, you know, some people are saying, oh my gosh, it's so over. Like, why are we still talking about this? This first black whatnot, or this first female whatnot. I still think that is relevant if the time and the place and the situation arises. You know, if Viola Davis, who looks stunning and gorgeous and everything all the time and is so rational and level-headed, if Lindsay Lohan was saying, let's move over, I don't think I'd listen to her. But if Viola Davis is generally saying, like, she still feels a challenge as a black female actress in Hollywood, then I think you need to pay attention.
Comes down to representation.
Exactly. And the thing is, the challenges are still there because black women are fighting to get roles and white women are fighting to get paid the same as men.
Yes.
So it's two very different fights. So to say that, so Patty is like, guys, you need to help us get the last 22 cents. Like, you're going to have to keep your 22 cents, Patty. We got other things to do.
I'm you know what? I think the bottom line is let's not dismiss each other.
Yes, thank you.
We're all still facing a challenge and we still have to move on there and forward. Yeah, if you're the first black something, go ahead with your bad self.
Exactly.
If you are the, I was the first black head boy in my primary school. way back when, and that was the same year Barack Obama was the first black president of America.
Well, cool.
So
best
believe I was walking around there like, yes, I am. Yes, I did. So in your
and like the thing is, it just highlights the fact that like I think it was she won an Emmy, right?
Yeah.
And it was like the best lead actress Emmy.
Or something like that.
It was like the 70th or 80th Emmy.
And it was
like
a drama.
Yeah, no, but like the Emmys have been going for like 70 years, something like that.
Yes.
Right? So 70 years and not one black person has won. I think it's highlighting the fact that guys. Maybe it's time.
And you can see it, but I mean,
there as well, it was another one of the Oscar situations where it was the whole place was snowing.
It was snowing.
It was snow white.
Wait, wow. So, okay.
And when Viola Davis got
people, you gotta take it slow with me. I just learned a new term, snowing.
Oh, that brand new for you?
Yes, I don't know.
I've been rocking this since high school, man.
So snowing is like a lot of white people.
Yeah, since high school, look in assembly, snowing.
A white dude from Australia used that term with me the other day. It's a real thing.
Karen, did you know that?
I didn't know that. I did not know that. So, hashtag snowy.
Snowy.
Yes. Gotta get this trending.
Is there like a black equivalent then?
No. Oh, guys, let's not go. Yeah, let's not. I caution you, let's not go.
The black masses are waiting outside.
Yeah, no. If like, snowing is trending on Twitter or Subway.
Because I'm like, well.
Best believe. It better be weather.
Was it load shedding there?
Festive season.
Please don't do that to black people. Like, please don't associate us with
that. We can't be associated with that as well.
Like, well it's dark,
that would be hashtag ESCOM.
Ooh. Yeah, that's another 2000.
Darren, I'm starting to like you, Darren.
Really? What do you mean?
Let's just not even go there. Man. So in wrapping up Hollywood, at least, my goodness, look at that. It's like almost like an hour about to wrap up. This is insanity. Grammys this year. I called the Grammys this year Sam Smith's Adele year.
Yes.
Remember, was it 23 or 25? Yeah, it was 21.
21. Oh, 21.
Sorry, I just noticed the number.
19, 21, 25 now.
When Adele came out with 21 and was rolling with the deep, she went home with like a whole armload.
Five Grammys. She got five Grammys, I think.
Yeah. Exactly. And so this year it was that for Sam Smith. He won the Song of the Year with Stay With Me, Record of the Year with Stay With Me, Best New Artist Sam Smith, In the Lonely Hour, Best Pop Vocal Album, basically the year of Sam Smith at the Grammys. Yeah,
so
I think
he also
cool.
got to do the five Grammy Beyonce pose.
Yeah.
I like how you call it the Beyonce pose. Because best believe, they must know.
Who did it first?
Until Adele said, sit down.
Yay!
And
with also so much classiness.
Yeah, she was like, hello.
What down?
The way her song was a hit the moment she just said hello.
I know.
I'm back. Hello, sit down.
That first 30 seconds hit me in my fifis.
You're going to run with this fifi thing, eh?
I'm making it a thing.
So fifi is your term, which is feelings. Okay.
Feelings so feels fifi.
So it's not an anatomy. It's not anywhere else.
Yeah, because I first
it's not
off,
anywhere
I
in my body.
Yes.
Please. Is that? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Adele just came out of nowhere, and I don't know what it is about her. For me, I know this sounds way too deep and philosophical.
Rolling in the deep.
Adele gives me hope for the entire human race. Because, you know, and hear me out. This is why I say this. Because as much as we can have wiggle, 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 and girl twerk it out, and damn girl
and
in the clip, drop the kitty down low, those songs are popular. But then Adele comes in with a simple, pure message of, hello, I missed you, I still think about you, which just shows everybody feels that way. So then I'm like, humans, we are not a lost cause yet. If we can all sit in our rooms, Darren is already having glazed eyes.
Yeah. He's already thinking of someone like, I should take back.
I'm already like, have I lost you? Come back to us.
Yeah.
You have to remember when and where you are when you first heard Hello. Where were you, Sajaba?
Can I tell you the truth?
Mm.
I still haven't listened to it properly. I have this thing about Adele's music. Since I found out who Adele really is, because I knew Adele like hearing her music from like hometown and stuff like that.
Guys like
and,
a tea together.
Yeah, and I thought I was gonna see someone who looks like Usher or something. Huh? Like Usher, the Nigerian singer. Oh, Usher. Usher. It's pronounced Usher. Her name is ASA. Yeah. The one who sings Jayla. I'm talking to you, Jayla.
Yes.
I thought you mean in the club. Usher.
No. I thought I was gonna find someone who looked like that, and then I saw Adele. And I was like, okay. And then Rolling in the Deep 21 happened, and I was like, okay, these are all hits. And I was like, but I didn't choose to listen to you, but I can't not sing your songs. I didn't listen to your stuff. And it's become a thing where now I'm just like, her music will find me. I don't even go for her music anymore. And it has done that.
Yeah, the day
after her song came out, I was sitting in class and people were MP3ing away around me. And I can't, you can't avoid that stuff. So I heard it in class. That was my, that was my place, just sitting and people were playing it around me.
Can, can we just also add how Lionel Richie is sort of just riding on this wave of Adele?
I would too
if my daughter Nicole is the only thing that's keeping me relevant right now.
That's true. That time she's not even that relevant anymore.
I liked Lionel, I think, based on the fact that like in primary school I had like big hair and like everyone used to call me Lionel Richie.
It's a light skin curse. It comes with it.
I was called a lot of things, so let's not go there.
Bless.
I love that he just made it so dramatic and like deep. Okay, but also in music, Adele was big. I love, love, love her. Kudos on everything that she's doing. Then Miss Taylor Swift came in.
No, don't you dare clap. Don't you dare clap.
I'm so, as a musician, I have so much respect for Taylor Swift. Purely because she's gone through, she's been proving herself time and time again since she was 16 and got signed as a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
She's been proving herself. In fact, she got signed as a songwriter when she was 14. She only released the first album when she was like 16. She's been proving herself every time. And she's literally consistently releasing hits. Every album, she's got like 6 albums or 5 albums to her name now. Okay. And every single one of them have gone at least double platinum.
Can I say that I preferred her, like that country, writing songs about like her real, I don't know, heartbreak or whatever.
She's still writing about heartbreak now.
I admire the fact that she's a smart businesswoman to understand where the music industry is.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't really want a song about heartbreak, but you literally just want to shake it off. But
shake off the bad blood.
You know,
yeah, we're going to keep this going.
Or die. Shake off the bad blood in your wildest dreams.
Yeah.
This is so corny and so sad and so wrong and so many. But I'm just like, I, the biggest thing I'm happy about is that she is now not doing that look on her face when she wins an award.
She knows, like, she knows she's collecting.
Dude, how many awards have you
after Kanye had to step on stage for her, she was like, I made it, I'm done.
Sometimes you do need a bit of Bab Kanye to come in Bab and tell you the truth.
Just a bit, just the biggie.
Yeezus in the building.
What do we think of Yeezus, you guys?
I love him. I love him. I just think, I think after his speech at the VMAs, we understood him. We understood where he was coming from in that whole speech. He was perfect. We could have gone off after that and everybody could have forgiven Kanye for all of his all of his problems, but the president thing was, it's a bit far.
Look, I think that he has a, you know, a 2020 vision, you know, like
I was with you when you sort of said you like Kanye. Now you're like 2020 vision of what?
Guys, okay, obviously we all know he's not going to run for president. But then again, who knows? Trump is running for president, so you know? It's an open playing field.
Anything's possible in the land of America, in
but
the
like,
land of
genuinely,
the free.
I think we'll never understand Kanye. That's what I love about him. I feel like, you know, he's on another plane. As
every time we think we can understand him, he tells us we can't.
What's to understand, though? Like, I feel like he just does like what he does.
Yeah,
but come down to that. But
what a world stand up for him for is the fact that he justifies what he does.
Yeah, you know,
but he always ends up apologizing because he does things with good intentions. But the problem is he does them very badly. He acts too spontaneously. And then he ends up having to apologize because he gets too hyped up and too angry and too excited in the moment.
I think the only time he had to apologize was Taylor. Because, like, even, like, Barack Obama was saying he's an idiot.
Best believe he was apologizing to Sway after he was telling him he doesn't have the answers.
How, Sway?
You don't have the answers! You don't have the answers, Sway!
Yeah, no.
No, that's hard for someone to speak to you like that in your interview. And not apologize?
No.
Kanye is now for me that league where he is not human. He is a Kanye.
He's
Beyonce is not human. She is a Beyonce. Yep. So we must just accept that.
Their own little religions and everything. Man.
I know.
She's a deity now.
Beyonce's got a religion. She's got a religion.
It's just honesty.
Whole thing.
That's all it is.
And I like.
The church.
I see we have a worshiper of the Queen of the Church of
Beyonce. Excuse me.
I'm not even a worshiper. Okay, I'm a high priestess.
Whoa!
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Put that out there.
Hey.
What is it about Beyonce? Mind you, 3 days ago on the 13th, you know, she released her album 2 years back. And I have a friend of mine, I'm not going to expose him, but like he, on the 13th of December, 2015, he put up this huge monologue on social media, like the statement of like, 2 years ago exactly to this day, Queen B blessed us. He literally, I was with him until he used the word blessed. I was like, blessed, Baba, are you not saying it? Blessed us with a body of work.
Hallelujah.
And becoming all spiritual.
Amen, amen, amen.
Honestly, I was like, what are you on, my guy? I think Beyonce, what is she going to do next? What is Beyonce going to do
when
next?
Beyonce touches you.
No, literally, because we're like, the next thing she probably can do is like have CDs falling from the sky. So
because you've already released a surprise album. Yeah,
and what was worse was that, what surprised everyone is that album she released with 16 days left in the year.
Yes.
And it was the 8th highest selling album of the year.
Yes.
And she beat her husband in 16 days.
I think if she does not... Yo, Beyonce, because you're totally listening right now.
Yo, B, what
up? Let me offer you some advice. You hire out, doesn't Jay-Z own Barclays Center in New York City? You hire out Barclays Center. You say it's a one-night concert. People buy tickets, and in that ticket price, they walk in, you perform a whole new set list from your album.
Clever.
As they walk out, which is in the ticket price, they have their CD in hand. That is the only...
So
but I feel like what you're saying right now is do a Casper, because that's exactly what he did.
Really?
Yeah. That's like a very Oprah.
He filled up the Oprah.
You win a CD. That's the only reason why his album went so platinum so fast. He's every person who bought a ticket, because the tickets were 200 and something bucks, I think, for standard. Yeah. It came with an album.
Oh, okay.
So he did one performance, performed a bunch of his hits, performed his album. And then everybody walked away, and he walked out of that stadium with the platinum set, with the gold album.
You gotta do what you gotta do, hey?
But 30,000 units to make it platinum. Do you guys think we're seeing a trend in terms of like marketing music? Because traditionally we used to, you know, anticipate the release of the single or album on whatever day. Next thing it's like, it's not even payday and your song is coming out like today, you know?
Yeah. I remember when Beyonce came out, it was Beyonce a tank of petrol and I walked that day. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna choose my battle.
Respect.
Levels to this. This is just for you, Zama.
You see, also this video.
You see,
it was
this
fly.
Video. She showed flames to everybody. Every music video director out there who was conceptualizing and sitting there taking all the time. More Colin Tiley, Director X, Sessa, and all of these guys were saying, "I want the biggest check now. You want me to direct your music video? We're gonna have a 2-week shoot." Here, we're going to go to Barbados this week. We're going to go to New York next week. Nah, dog. It's Christmas time. I got an iPhone. I'm going to call up my dancers. They're going through to have drinks to turn up.
Just
I got a selfie stick.
Room.
Let's make it happen.
Literally,
and then
we're going to drink alcohol.
All of a sudden, we've got a VMA nomination.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's how it
works. Must be nice to be Beyonce.
Clap. I'm just
like
done.
Holy crap.
But on that note of marketing music, you know, I think the music industry is in a very... different, tricky situation, because as much as like Taylor Swift did like these squad things with Bad Blood, etc., etc., she really marketed herself
bringing all the white girls on stage.
You know,
snowing.
At least she had Kendrick.
Yes, Darren. Now you know. But actually, according to Forbes, the highest, most paid performer was actually Katy Perry. Who, because she went on tour and she has a very strong and big European audience, she was getting paid.
But also because she's got something that very few artists have got, which
big
is
boobs.
Doing well.
Big natural.
Yes, of
boobs.
Course.
I
yes,
think that's commendable.
That along on top of the fact that she did a Super Bowl performance, and that in America, that does wonders for your career.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only reason why Missy Elliott lasted as long as she did into the 2000s, even after she had any relevant songs. Because she did a Super
that
Bowl
was this
performance
year,
too.
Right?
What, Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
It was either this year or last year.
Yeah,
it was fairly recent.
Last year, I think, was Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
if I'm not sure.
And
then the year before.
That, it was Beyonce.
I have to say something, and I'm not being biased here. I'm really not trying to live up to the Church of Beezus. But Beyonce...
Beezus.
Not doing that. But Beyonce had a 13, 14, 15 minute set.
Yeah. Mm.
all by herself, except for Kaylin Michelle coming in for a couple of minutes, which is still technically... No. It's still Destiny's singers. Child, which is a big thing.
Yes.
Bruno Mars had nothing. The Red Hot Chili Peppers come in. Katy Perry, yes, sis.
Missy.
Lenny Kravitz. Yes, so many people
she
coming in.
She can handle herself.
And exactly. I kind of say, if you can own it alone in 15 minutes, that says a lot.
She had the advantage of having a band ready for her. A band that had hype. She didn't have to call Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What do you mean?
She just said, yo, let me call my girls. You know my girls. But these are still my girls.
No, but they were there for one song.
Thank you.
Literally one song.
Fair
and
enough.
The thing is, I watch that thing almost every month.
I still watch it.
I still watch it. When I'm feeling better,
you don't read the Bible before
this.
You sleep. You watch a video.
That is the Bible. That's my revelation. That's my revelation.
I hear you. Because I still have it. It starts with, excellence must be pursued.
Thank you. And you're already crying.
Oh, wow.
All the time. Exactly. Yes. So supposedly next year, it was speculated as to who might do it because it's 50 years. I'm just trying to make... I think it's Coldplay is speculated to play at the halftime show.
They're a big band. But the thing is, they're not a pop band. They're not a pop group, and that's what's pretty much been holding down these
things. Football is so American. Yeah. This is American culture to it. And then Coldplay is...
They're a British band or something.
They are British.
Yeah, they're British band, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Look, I quite like them because they released a song with Beyonce recently.
Him for the Weekend.
It's such a fly song. But I think they can because they've actually had some hits. Viva La Vida and Yellow.
Coldplay is big.
And they're quite big.
I feel like they need to drop Kendrick Lamar into the stadium. And they let him on. I mean, he's got 11 Grammy nominations.
Does Kendrick now officially... Do you think he's now officially made into mainstream?
He never will. No, he hasn't. Mm-hmm. No, he hasn't. All it means is that the mainstream is recognizing him.
Yeah.
The mainstream can't deny him anymore, but he's never going to be a commercial artist. He's not a commercial artist.
And he really shouldn't
And
be.
He owns that. He doesn't need to be a commercial artist. He's the most successful underground artist. Yeah. Yeah. It's as simple as that. He's not coming out from under there.
And otherwise, he's going to fall to the mainstream curse because when people go mainstream...
It doesn't end.
True. It loses the essence or the grit or the whatnot. Yeah,
unless
you're
Ed Sheeran, I guess.
Was he ever not mainstream, though?
Yeah. You should listen to his first album. His first album was one of those that was just a great album, but also
it
wasn't
mainstream. What was his main song that brought him
to
light?
Give Me Love. Give Me Love was
Mama.
Yeah.
That's
on top of the fact that the whole album just had great songs.
Yeah.
Kind of...
It was like the male Taylor Swift. Yeah. That's why it sort of works that they're friends.
Yeah. And he was also a really big songwriter before that as well.
Yeah.
And then when he released X, the first single, everyone was like, oh, I hate it. Yeah, and then they bought it anyway.
Is it X or is it Multiply? That's what kills me. That's 2015. Confusing title.
Yeah, that's
as well
true,
with Maroon 5. Is it V or is it 5?
Okay, but there's also just been a hell of a lot of 5 albums and X albums.
Yeah, that's true.
Chris Brown's got an X. Ed Sheeran's got an X.
Yeah, Isham.
The most used album titles: Red, X, and V.
But maybe X could also be 10, since we're Roman numerals.
Yeah.
You see.
Okay. Yes.
But 10 for what now?
10 down right.
What?
10 years in the industry. 10 years in the game. I don't know.
Been here for 10 years, huh? Ed Sheeran's a baby, dog.
Oh, yeah, true.
Ed Sheeran's a baby in this industry. He's 26, 25 or something like that. Huh? He's still young. He's just been songwriting since his early 20s.
Yeah, but so is Adele.
But she still hasn't got 10 years in this.
She hasn't, guys.
She did her full high school career with Jessie J and all.
Yeah,
I want to go to that school.
Yeah.
I feel we might find out tomorrow Sam Smith was there too.
Busta Rhymes and Jay-Z also went to the same high school. Imagine free lesson when the teacher wasn't there.
Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want to be there.
Hood. Where are these schools?
They went to the same school.
The cool type of school.
These schools were the ones.
Yes, sis. But listen, you guys, so much more to get into. I feel we've just touched the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But I think it's now time to pay homage to someone who you all will personally probably hate. But you know what? I think she's still killing it because she's old age home vibes, but she's still touring. Who am I talking about?
Madonna.
Thank you.
Of course.
Even at least you knew. I was like, I don't even know.
Exactly.
She runs the
game. This is cliffcentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.